Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Jennifer McDonald, President, CEO, Licking County Chamber of Commerce. Mostly cloudy today with a mix of rain and snow, high right around 38. Cloudy this evening, could see some snow, but sunny skies on Thursday. Still going to be a little cool out on Thursday. Again, our special guest today is Licking County Chamber of Commerce President, CEO Jennifer McDonald. And Jennifer, I'm telling you, I'm losing it. We're doing something over the weekend. We're getting together for our anniversary. And you said, don't forget, we're doing something down at the archive, too. And I'm like, we are? What is happening? We're all getting so old we forget stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I have to put it in my calendar.
He's got one right there.
Moment it happens, it goes in my calendar.
I mean, it has to. I completely forgot. But now we're going to be down at the arcade. It's the archive, is it not?
Yep.
What have you seen down there? I mean, are you seeing people kind of gravitate towards that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's busy all the time when I go in. And I still see people say, I haven't made it there yet, which shocks me. Or there's people that are like, this is the first time I've been in and I'm super impressed. You know, the Italian restaurant's supposed to open up, I believe, in April. So that'll even draw more people to the area.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do to help those businesses in there as a chamber member? I know you guys send out email blasts and all those kind of things, but I mean, what, you know, concrete things are you guys doing to help those folks who are like, well, I didn't know this was down here, because it's just a great place to go.
I spend a lot of money at the archive.
So yeah. That's how she does it.
Yeah, no.
Personally putting the whole community on her back.
We actually are a partner with Newark Development Partners, which is the one that did the remodeling of the arcade. And so it's really just word of mouth. We use social media a lot to let people know what's going on. We've had ribbon cuttings at almost every location there. So anytime that we can, we try to push it out on our social media and work with all the business owners.
I know when we've been down, specifically for the farmers market, it seems like there's a lot of people that just like walk down the center and then walk back. That's not experiencing it. You got to get in shops, because once you get in there, you find people are very open. The shops are really cool. There's some really different kind of concepts down there. And I think if you just allow yourself, like, hey, I'm going to go spend an hour, I'm going to go spend a couple of hours, you'll figure out why there's such a buzz there.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've had several events there. We have a young leaders, a new gathering for all the new young leaders of Licking County. They're going to be there. We did a women's event. And during the women's event, I just went shopping. I wasn't chit-chatting with people. I was in all the stores.
Where's the president?
Hey, I talked to everybody in the stores. You know, because there is, you can buy presents for people, gifts, jewelry, clothing, knickknacks for the house, artwork. Mm-hmm. You know, you can get a bottle of wine to take home or give to a friend. You can get ice cream, a coffee. It's just, there's a lot in there. You can get your hair done. Although I'd be a little hesitant to sit there with all my foils in my hair, but it's okay.
With people
it's
walking
okay.
by.
That's part of the show, Jennifer. You got to embrace it all.
Is that Jennifer McDonald back there? Well, it looks like all that foil in her hair.
Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah,
the
foils won't work for you, Dave.
Not at all.
We did. I always do a day out at Christmas with the people that I work with, just to really thank them for all they do. And we went to the arcade for some of it, and we did, we painted, and we did a really good job. Painted like a Christmas scene with a tree. And then we went to Destination Wellness and did a sound bath. Never done that. It's very pleasant.
Well, I want to talk too about, because it just rattled in my head there, because you can hear the bones in the rocks. Joel had texted me once. He says, man, I was just at this really neat little boutique on 21st Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, he said, you know, does Jennifer know about this? Mm-hmm. And I said right away, and you were like, yeah, I've been in a tray. Is that what it is?
And it's Glass Slipper.
Glass Slipper. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't remember.
Tray Breeze up there too.
But the thing about that is there are so many, and to Joel's point, there's so many great little mom and pop shops, not just in the arcade, but throughout the county.
I mean,
it is really, there's a lot to do and see.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. And I know they get together and they'll do special days where you know, you go to all the places and you sign on your card and you get so much percentage off. And I think that's coming up in the spring. They've done fashion show and they all work together. All the boutiques, you know, come in and they have different models that model their clothing. Second Street Market, Emily Gilliam, who owns the archive, has Second Street Market down there by the works. And they have great gift items and mainly women's clothing. But they have some neat like 43055 and Newark apparel that is kind of cool if you want to pick that up.
And that stuff has taken off.
It has.
I mean, you look at if you watch any sporting event, a lot of the times the guys have the black eye black. They've got their, you know, either their area code or their zip code.
Yep,
or something.
Yep.
That stuff has really taken off. And you mentioned Emily. I mean, the young folks in these businesses, Jennifer, is amazing.
Oh, it is.
And it's a risk. I mean, you're putting your life out there, but boy, they seem to enjoy doing it.
To me, they're like influencers. I mean, you follow their social media and they'll show you trends and it's really cool. They know how to do it. She showed me the mock-up of what they wanted to do at the archive. It looks exactly like that. I mean, it's just a pleasant little gathering place that you just want to sit and meet people.
Yeah, there's nobody going to our influencer pages for Joel and I can tell you that right no, now. That is not happening.
You can't influence zero. But two, I mean, we talk a lot about food on our show, and you know, food is really, I mean, there's a foodie, you know, a whole group of foodies, of food drives of where armies travel on their bellies and all that stuff. I feel like the restaurant scene in Newark has really upped its game in the last couple of years.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's crazy. You have to make a reservation, especially on the weekend at some of these places. I've heard so many people, you know, the new Stockyard, that people couldn't get in. And we just went to the Midland Theater last night, and it was packed downtown, you know, on a Tuesday night. So it's great that one location has something and it draws people in. And I just think they've got it going on.
Well, in popular restaurants, you know, feed, because if you can't get in the Stockyard, it's like, well, let's go to Buckeye Winery. Let's go around the corner to Elliott's.
Yep.
Let's go down here. Let's try this. And so it just keeps growing out. Then maybe that wasn't exactly what you're looking for. It's like, oh, hey, I found another great place. So next time you go there, and I mean, it just keeps growing.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're working now for a St. Patty's Day party. We do the Cinco de Mayo pub crawl downtown. And so there's, you know, a lot of themes, too. I know they want to do something for like the 250th anniversary. So Exploring County does a really good job as well, sharing out all the events around the county. And so if you're not already getting their e-newsletter, you need to sign up for that because it's great.
Yeah, I mean, matter of fact, I was just on their explorelc.org the other day to try to find something for me and my little brother to do on the weekend. So, I mean, it is a great thing. And I'm amazed at how many things there are to do across the county. You got the works. I know Brindu Mansion is always having something. It doesn't matter. Out at the Infirmary Mound Park, I mean, there's always something going on. I mean, when you're talking to folks, I mean, are they just telling you, yeah, this is a pretty good time for us right now? Business is, I don't want to say booming, because, you know, some people still are hurting a little bit. But are you hearing that, Jennifer, with economic development and stuff, that things are looking pretty good for the community?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, we're becoming more of a destination for people to come and spend a day or two, or even just, you know, within Ohio, it's a great day stop to go. Like you all said, it's a foodie scene. There's you can find breweries and a winery, a couple wineries, I guess, if you include Buckeye Lake. And there's just a lot to do. And, you know, it makes the quality of life living here so much better.
Are you hearing that from businesses when they're looking? I mean, you sit on Licking County.
Yeah.
I mean, you're kind of in tune with a lot of things. Are you hearing that? We want to see a good place for our, you know, employees to come work.
Absolutely.
They want that social life.
When you know, companies come and do a site visit, they talk to all the people in the restaurants at the gas station because they want to know what people locally think about their community. But they want to know, okay, what are the parks? What are the schools like? You know, they're going to live here and they want to ingrain themselves in the community. And so that's a big part of what they're looking for, other than just, you know, having enough employees and the land and things like that.
Yeah, well, I know there's a big event coming up later this month. We're going to get to that next, the Groundhog Breakfast. I don't know if you've heard of this little thing. 70th year for the Licking County Chamber of Commerce Groundhog Breakfast. We'll talk about that next with Jennifer McDonald on Buckeye Country 94.3 Western Licking County. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country, 94.3, Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Licking County Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Jennifer McDonald. Cloudy today, a mix of rain and snow, high right around 40, then cloudy tonight, a chance of snow, and then sunny skies on Thursday. All right, Jennifer, as we mentioned before the break, you've got this little get-together that you've been doing a couple of years now, 70 years for the Groundhog Breakfast. Give people a time, date, and all those particulars, and kind of how exciting is this for 70 years?
Yeah, no, it really is. It's Friday, January 30th. I know Joel joked that we don't know when the Groundhog Day actually is. It is February 2nd. I realize that.
She's never going to let you forget that.
But our great friends at OSU at Newark and COTC allow us to use Adena Hall. And there's very few organizations that have grandfathered in the use of that. So we take it when we can get it, and that is on a Friday.
Right on.
So that's why we have it on Friday, and also people get up super early, so maybe they can go home early and take a nap because, you know, doors open at 5:30 a.m., which I know you guys are used to, but it's kind of hard to, like, put on a big show at that time.
Are you saying our show is little?
No, your show is very large. But I haven't seen 700 guests coming
good
in.
Point.
They listen on the air, but
no, I'll bet your numbers are bigger.
No.
I'll bet your numbers are bigger.
But it takes a lot to pull this thing off. And that your staff, I mean, I know you guys every year, they get embarrassed when you call them up. But, I mean, they do a great
job.
There
is a lot of moving parts with it. And we do have a great committee. We have great staff, obviously. But we do have a committee. We start working on it. Like, next month we'll talk about how did this time go. And then we move on to the 71st. So we talk about, okay, who's our speaker going to be this year? It's Bobby Carpenter, former OSU player. And then we have a sponsor every year, so they always have different elements that they want to add to the program. This year, it's the Edwards Group at Morgan Stanley, and they're doing breakfast charcuterie boards.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I've mentioned this before.
Right there.
Right there is
the queen of charcuterie boards.
You got that right.
Right on.
So, but I'm expecting, like, candied bacon, and, like, I've never done a breakfast one, so that could be really interesting.
Wow. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
My luck, I'll just get there. There'll be little peanuts and fruit. But, I mean, how do you choose who does the sponsorships? Because, I mean, it rotates each year. Or do businesses say,
They need to reach out. We're booked. The next opening date is 2031.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, and I just have them sign a contract, and it tells them, you know, the cost and what they get out of that and how we promote it. And then, you know, we really tailor it to help them push out their message, too.
Sure.
So, and there we have one sponsor every year. So it's all on them, and they get 10 to 12 minutes to go up and show video or talk.
How do you land on your speakers? Is that part of the committee's job to come together?
It really is.
Or is that something that you guys do at the chamber?
It really is. I get people will send me, you know, speaker information all the time. This year, Heather Powell is also on my committee, and she also works for the Edwards Group. They generously decided to pay for Bobby's speaker fee. And we've had that happen several times. Like, Memorial has been great. They'll suggest people to bring in. And so we work with, you know, the speaker. If they have ideas or if they have dollars they want to help put forward. It's sometimes a little gamble, but
I mean,
nobody hasn't not showed up.
And there's been days where the weather hadn't been that great either.
Yes.
So, I mean, you're happy when you can get people there. Now, you were saying how many tickets have been sold already?
700.
And you can accommodate?
I would say 850 comfortably. Well, not really even that comfortably. 800. 800 probably is kind of our max. So we're getting really close.
Sure. I mean, so if folks want to purchase a ticket, what do they get?
Yep, they can still purchase them online at lickingcountychamber.com, or they can, you know, call our office 740-345-9757.
And so message-wise, I mean, you know, when you're looking at speakers, is it somebody that's tailored to Licking County? Is it more just like an entertainment thing? Is it just someone, hey, we just want you to talk about your life experience, your name, you're the draw?
Yeah, it's a variety. I mean, most of the time it's just inspirational. I know Bobby's going to talk about resilience. And, you know, we've had people that have been almost borderline comedians that are fun and funny, and to more serious topics. So it just kind of depends. But every year it's always interesting, and I always get a takeaway from what their message is.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So what time do you guys get there in the morning to get everything started?
Four-ish.
Ooh, okay. So yeah. You're actually, before we walk in this building, you guys are over there getting it going on.
Yes.
Now, the food, who's that catered by?
So we only have a few that can do it because it's so big. And yeah. So it's a variety of probably three different caterers. This year it's Heritage. Okay. So I start usually in the fall and say, give me a bid. And we do a tasting, believe it or not, of the breakfast food.
You can call Joel and I over.
Yeah, I know. That one
I'd be happy to help with.
But I mean, you've got the charcuterie board, so that's an addition?
Yeah, they added that to it to make it a little more unique
Strap
and stand
on the
out.
Feed bag. Awesome.
And we've been using Coffee Shack. Jeff Groh's awesome, so he comes in and does the coffee. That's always kind of an issue for our caterers, is having coffee for that many people. Because, you know, you cannot have the eggs ready, but if you don't have the coffee ready, there's an issue.
Especially at 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah, and he has all the flavors. He does cold brew and all that, so it's really cool.
Well, we're laughing, but you've gotten the feedback. There's some folks who weren't happy that it's in the morning. I'm like, it's a groundhog breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a brunch. It's not a lunch. It's a breakfast. Now, again, it's easy for us to say because, as you said, we're up early, but come on now. One day out of the year, mm-hmm. you can't get it out of bed a little early to go to a great event, great networking. I've been there almost every year. Get there a little later, but great speakers. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. One day out of the year, you can't suck it up.
Well, I mean, it lasts almost 2 hours. It's a very long program. We have an economic forecast. We interview leaders in the community from different industries to see what their thoughts are for the economy for the year. We give away the John Alford Community Service Award. We have a goof nut that gets in a groundhog suit and walks around. He's usually kind of a celebrity within their own right. And so
you said a goof nut.
Well, I would never do it, but.
Oh, you will someday.
I think that it's fun that people get excited about it.
It's nice that they have 364 days to air that suit out is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You clean that.
A lot of Febreze. Because it's hot.
Yeah. Now, you don't select that either, do you? That's part of the committee's job?
No, yeah. So, you know, Mike Burke. Meyer. It used to be Patrick Gwonsel forever. Yep. We called him the Groundhog Wrangler, and then Patrick retired from that role, and we knew somebody from the committee had to be very dedicated, secretive, be able to assist the person, not just let him go willy-nilly, because you can't hardly see out of it.
That's
so
hilarious.
You need assistance. So, yeah, and he actually, this is so funny, he has people that have been in it since he started recruiting them, and they have lunch, and they talk about who it can be. So we're talking Rob Montagnese, Dan Moder, Sally Heckman, Connie Hawk. These people sit around and have lunch and talk about who's going to be in the groundhog suit.
It's that dream.
I love it.
Let me tell you something. I've heard people who've done it say it's like one of the biggest honors of their life.
I know.
They never thought they'd get a chance to do it. They're like, hey, wait a minute. I'm the groundhog.
Yeah.
You don't know who it is?
Oh, I do.
Okay, you do.
Yeah, I write the script, so I have to know. And Mike's a little better about vetting it. With me, where Patrick, sometimes at like day before, I'm like, give me the name so I can put it in the script.
See, that's what I thought. I thought there was times where you guys didn't know until like the very last
minute.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Wow.
We had somebody sick 1 year, and Judge Marceline's on our committee, so he got in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's something that people, the whole morning is a lot of fun, but most people don't leave until they see who that groundhog is.
Yeah.
They want to hang around and see, all right, because you guys give clues throughout the morning to see who can figure. But I know when I sit in the back, there's a lot of, oh, I never got that. I never guessed that. So, I mean, there are a lot of times where folks have no idea mm-hmm. who that is. Mm-hmm. Who are your speakers this year for the forum?
For the forecast?
Yeah.
It is Dr. John Barry, president of COTC, Jared Black with MPW, and Brian Edwards with the Edwards Group at Morgan Stanley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's also interesting if you get a chance to go over, kind of hear the different perspectives of what's, you know, for, like you mentioned, each individual field. I mean, for Dr. Barry talking about education, that would be interesting to me.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they are really integrating AI into a lot of their programming and IT and their healthcare programs. You know, they have a wait list every mm-hmm. single year. So, yeah, he talked a lot about that. And this year we taped it. So.
Oh.
We can say it's a succinct 15 minutes, which is nice because sometimes you get people on stage and
they
don't talk much or they kind of hog the microphone a little. Hate to say that.
Need the big hook.
If people want to go, they're already mad at me because we had to get up early. Now, shut up.
I got up at 5 o'clock for this.
Alford Award, again, mm-hmm. who selects that?
And that is our committee. And we do. I mean, it's an odd vetting process because we're like, we almost say, who isn't? They're not quite deserving enough yet. We know. But we also really try to choose people that maybe don't always get recognized by other organizations.
Well, was it Scott Hayes a couple of years ago?
Yeah, that was last year.
Yeah, and he was just blown away. I remember interviewing him, and he was like,
He had no clue.
None whatsoever. I mean, it finally hit him, because you guys do a little bit of they've done this.
Yeah, we start.
Yeah.
His was a little hard. I mean, as a pastor, and he started the Lookup Center, and we mentioned that. It's like, oh, it's me.
Yeah. And a lot of folks, again, because I get a chance to talk to them afterwards, very humble. They're like, I don't know that I've done anything to deserve this. But,
yeah.
I mean, you've had some fantastic awardees mm-hmm. in that. I mean, people, that's another one of those special awards that people talk about for a long time.
Yeah, and I don't think Sarah Wallace knew because she was supposed to be in Indiana at DePaul. Is it DePaul University
DePaul.
She serves on?
Yeah.
And she went late, got on her plane late so that she could get the award. And I was told she won't be here that day. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't want to tape it. And so we ended up making it work. And she stayed long enough to get the award. But they don't know. Hmm. And so I remember watching Patty Cook. She was like way in the back in the one seat. And she's like looking around. That's me.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Lou Mitchell, when we gave it to him, he tried to leave early.
Hey,
we did have to get the hook then and bring him back in.
Hey, old man.
Take his coat.
Yeah, take his coat. Somebody grab his keys. We need him to hang around. But it is a great morning. I mean, a lot of hard work goes into it. Afterwards, I know it's always funny because we kind of we plan vacations around that. And you're mm-hmm. like, don't plan a vacation around this thing because I'm going and I'm just going home. I mean, you guys do have fun, but a lot of hard work.
It is. Yeah. And like I said, just a lot of different moving parts. Reese Jordan this year is going to be singing. And then we actually have just a community member. She works at the Lookup Center. Kirsten Santos is going to do our national anthem.
Oh, she's fantastic. We've had her in here several times.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Good.
Oh, she's
good
a sweetheart.
Know.
Yeah.
Good to know. And sometimes people that are just, you know, really good local singers don't want to get up in front of that many people.
They don't want to get up that early,
super
Jennifer.
Super excited. I know. I understand.
More lemon water, please.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's fantastic.
And C-Tech Color Guard is going to be doing the presentation of colors. Like I said, there's just so many moving parts that we have to make sure are all in order. One time, it's typically our chairperson of the chamber that is our MC. This year's a little different because we had 1 year during COVID where he wasn't able to do it. And my current chairman doesn't like to get in front of people. And they actually work together. So it's Brandon Hess and Joe Gebhardt. And Joe's my current chairman. Brandon's going to step in.
Brandon will do a good job.
And he'll do a really good job.
Yeah.
But in the past, I think it was when Heather Powell was chair, some of her notes were gone, like the script. And she did an awesome job, just finished it all up and never knew.
Go home.
Show's
over.
See you sweat. That's
exactly
right.
Yep. Yep.
Not so to make you look ahead because you're still, you know, in the throes of Groundhog, but I know you got another big event coming up later this year. Maybe talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So for a long time, we did Rock on the Rooftop, and we changed it to the Pavilion when we had it at the Canal Market. And we just kind of decided we were going to sunset it. That's just kind of what happens with events. They lose their popularity. And so we're going to do something new. And it's actually going to incorporate a fundraiser that'll half of the proceeds will go back to area nonprofits. So you can purchase a $100 ticket and there's a chance to win $10,000. And we'll give it away the night of this event. And it's called Yacht Rock Party.
Yacht Rock Party.
which is new to me. I didn't even know there was Yacht Rock parties.
Thank you. I didn't know what Yacht Rock was. You guys had to explain it to me. Yeah. Did you know? I had no idea.
Well,
you
used to DJ. You're that and, you know, the divorced dad rock and all that stuff. There's all these little subsets. Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. So when is that going to be taking place?
That is going to be on Friday, June 12th at Licking Springs Country Club. You do. Yeah. But I think it'll be so much fun because, you know, you can wear your sailor suit and your... Hawaiian garb.
See, that's where I was going. I'm good with.
Yeah.
So are you capping it? How many people can come?
We kind of have to there at that location, but we're thinking we can get upwards of 350 people.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you're going to be kind of in that upstairs pavilion area?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Outside, all around the pool area.
Yeah, cool.
So it'll be really fun. And I already talked, you know, to your station manager. You guys are going to help sponsor and play some music. So we'll have the Pina Colada song and Sail Away. And I don't even know all the Yacht Rock
Jimmy
music.
Buffett.
Yeah. Christopher Cross.
Right on.
Yeah.
So I'm good with that.
It'll be fun.
No problem with that. Yep. If folks want information on that or if they want to get a ticket yet for Chamber, the Groundhog Breakfast, what do they need to do?
Yeah, they can reach out to us. Like I said, it's 740-345-9757 or go online at lickingcountychamber.com and go to the events page.
And it's easy. And again, if you've never been there, although I will personally say, Jennifer, I don't know anybody who's not been to at least one. I mean, everybody talks, I went this time or this time. I mean, I don't know anybody who hadn't been to at least one of those. So 70 years, that tells you the staying power. So God bless them.
Haven't sunsetted that one yet.
No, I don't. I think I would be.
I don't know that I'd want to be the chamber.
I would be fired if I sunsetted that one. I'd like to change the time to a little later. But I asked one year, a couple years ago, and I was like, by round of applause, and it was very meek. There was hardly anybody that applauded. I don't know if they were sleeping or what, but I was like, you said you didn't want to change it, so.
There you go.
Because no one wants to be the one to stop a tradition.
That could be.
I'm telling you, that's why. No one wants to stand up and go, this is, you don't want to be that person. Really? Mm-hmm. You don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you don't want to be the president who says, that's it for the groundhog breakfast, because then you'll be in the groundhog suit underground. I can guarantee you that. Not a doubt in my mind about that.
With no Febreze in sight.
That's exactly right. Hey, be sure to join us on Friday's Talk of the Town. Now, you talk about having some fun, and I know, Jennifer, you've been out there. Buckeye Lake Winter Fest. We'll have Mike Fornitero and Tim Ryan in to talk about that. That's a great event. Do you guys help with that at all? Or that's, you know, somebody else let them mess with it?
Well, it's the Buckeye Lake Chamber of Commerce that helps put that on. And so, we've sponsored it in the past. We participated and just kind of went around and did... checked out all the different locations. And
like she does.
That's an early one too.
Puts her money through to it. You know?
Yeah, no, that's an early one too, and it's amazing. They have great entertainment at all the different locations. People get on buses, and we did that one year.
We did it one year.
Yeah.
Thank God we did it one year too. And you all know what I'm talking about. So that's Friday's Talk of the Town. Mike Fornitero and Tim Ryan with Buckeye Lake Winterfest. They'll join us on Friday.